Maseches Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. Haraitza lase sedeu karachas karachas mikol min. Someone who wants to make his field many different squares, each one with a different species of vegetables, of produce planted. Karachas is a square that he's planting up with different species of produce. And the Mishnah over here is going to give three different opinions in the Mishnah. How many different squares filled with different produces he's going to be allowed to have in a space of a besa, which is 50 amos by 50 amos. That's the place where they would plant a sa of seeds. So the Mishnah says, the first opinion is, Isa esrim va'arba karchais l'besa. He can make 24 squares in a besa area that's 50 amos by 50 amos. Mikarachas l'bes reva. Each square is going to measure a bes reva. We've mentioned this in the past. A reva is the 1/24th of the besa, and so he's going to have 24 squares in his besa. Besa is 50 amos by 50 amos, which is 2,500 square feet, and he can have 24 squares that are divided up into that area. Each one is going to be 1/24th of that size. V'zireya b'teicha kol min shiirtza, and he can plant in each one separately whatever species of produce he wants to plant. And because of the square shapes and the fact that they're divided separately, that's enough, even though there's no barrier between the different produce. According to the first opinion of the Mishnah, this is enough to symbolize and make it apparent that the different species are separate. Haisa karachas achas eshtayim. If there was one or two of these square areas in his besa, Zerem Chardel, he can plant them with mustard, and up to two he's allowed to plant with mustard. But Shalash, three, if he uses three of these squares for Chardel, Lo Yizrem Chardel, he's not allowed to plant three squares of mustard. Other types of species, he can put many squares of one species and many of the other one. But specifically mustard, he can't plant three. He has to plant less than three squares of mustard. And this is because Mipneshi nearest Kistei Chardel, because it looks like a field of mustard, and then he's mixing a field of mustard with other fields. And this is because the mustard was grown in smaller quantities, and so already three squares now looks like a whole production of mustard mixing with other productions, and that was problematic and looked more like mixing of clime. But other things which were generally grown on a larger scale, even three or more of these squares would not constitute as looking like a whole field of it. They're just small patches, and the square shape of these small patches, according to this opinion, Divrei Rav Meir, these are the opinions of Rav Meir, this would not be a problem. The Chachamim argue, and the Halacha is like the Chachamim, Teisha Karchais Mutars, only nine squares that are going to be each one, 1/24th of this 50 by 50 amis space, only nine squares can be planted by different species, but eser asuris. But already once you put a tenth square of a different species, it's a problem. And the Chachamim hold these nine squares need to be equidistant from each other with space in between. There's almost going to be a full a base reva, another 1/24th area, in between each one of these nine squares. It requires making a grid with 5 by 5 squares, and on the top row and on the bottom row and in the middle row, he's going to put three patches that he's going to plant up, and it's going to be spaced every other one. The middle row will also have three patches, and it'll end up being that there'll be an empty patch next to all around, surrounding every one of his nine squares that he planted up. The non-planted squares are going to be a little bit less than a base reva, but it's halakhically sufficient to be considered a barrier. It's close enough to a base reva to be considered a barrier around the nine squares that he's planting up. That's the Chachamim's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says he's even more stringent. Afilu kol sedeu base kor, even if his entire field is a base kor, which is 30 besas, 30 areas that are 50 by 50, so it's incredibly large. Still, la'yasa b'teicha chutz mikrachas achas, he's only allowed to add one square of a separate species besides for the main production being planted here. So he's very machmir. And the Rav says that we don't know the reason for Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov why he was so machmer. Regardless, the halacha is like the Chachamim's opinion. Mishnah Yud. Kol shehu, so the Mishnah comes to specify this is the Chachamim's opinion held that he can have 9 patches within the 50 by 50, and there's space in between each one, there's empty space around it between the different species that are planted, and that space is just about a base reva, a little bit smaller. So the Mishnah over here says, Kol shehu b'teich beis reva, anything that's within that beis reva space, this is the empty space between the different species that are planted, according to the Chachamim, Ayula b'midas beis reva, it counts towards the measurement of beis reva that's used as a barrier between the two species, and it lists things that are also counted towards this space. Achilas ha-gafen, which literally means the area that the grapevine is oichel, it eats up, the space that it takes up, and that's the area around the grapevine, the 6 tefachim area around the grapevine that's necessary to harvest the grapevine. He otherwise would anyways not plant there because he needs that space to harvest the grapevine. V'akever, and on a grave, v'asala, and on rock that he can't plant on, all these areas that he anyways can't plant on, still, oilin b'midas beis reva, they still count to the beis reva measurement of empty area, unplanted area, that he uses as a barrier between his 2 different species that he's planting, even though there's other reasons why he can't plant there in these 3 cases, that's still added to the count of the beis reva barrier. The Mishnah continues, Tvua b'tvua, when it comes to planting 2 different types of species of grain next to each other, so beis reva, the distance that he separates them is this beis reva space that we've been speaking about. But yarak, and yarak b'yarak, when it comes to distancing 2 different species of vegetables, so then shisha tvachim, 6 tvachim is enough to separate between them. Tvua b'yarak, if he wants to plant grain in a field of vegetables, or yarak b'tvua, or plant vegetables in a field of grain, then beis reva, he's going to need the larger distance of beis reva, which is 10.2 or 10.4 amos, it's larger. He's going to need that distance between the grain and the vegetables. The Rav says that this is talking about square patches, but when we're discussing long rows, then the shear may be less, and it may be discussed in the next parak. Rabbi Eliezer comes to say a different opinion. He says, Yarak b'tvua, the last case when you're planting vegetables in a field of grain, then shisha tvachim, the smaller amount of distance is enough. 6 tvachim is enough. You don't need a full base reva. 6 tvachim is enough here.